In today's episode, we're going to break down how long should a podcast episode title be? Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time, gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like, and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. Hello and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. My name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Ty Gauche. This is a question that stumps a lot of people.
Now look, this came about because me and Ty, of course, we work one-on-one with clients in the Get More Listeners Academy, and we've recently been talking all about episode titles in our podcast with our clients, again, doing some workshops. And oftentimes when we go from a bad title, and again, titles are so important, they're an entry point for new listeners finding your podcast, deciding whether to listen.
Or whether to listen to your competitor's podcast instead.
Ooh, You don't want that, do we, Ty?
No, we do not. And April, it's coming to the end of April. April really has been the month of episode titles, I think. You know, it's been a big topic. We've done episodes about it. We've done a roast the show where it was the subject. We've had lots of our group workshops, like you say, Anthony, and one-to-one sessions going over it. So again, just really can't understate it. They are so important. And often a question, in fact, nearly every time a question that we get is, oh, is that not too long? Or how long can they be? And today we want to leave you with complete clarity around that, right? No more guessing, no more wondering, and no more short, catchy, punchy, poetic titles.
I see what you did there, mate. Nice, okay.
What did I do?
I don't know. Sound like a good rhythm. Okay. Not quite poetic, but a good rhythm.
Thank you.
Anyways, look, so again, this came about because most of the time we switch a bad title, or when we improve, let's say when we give it an improvement plan for an episode title, it ends up being longer.
Right, yeah.
And the question that always comes up afterwards, Tig, is what? Isn't that too long? Isn't that way too long? Will people read that?
Wouldn't I get cut off?
So here's the thing. I totally get it. I think most of the time, I don't really know where this comes from, this idea that episode titles.
It just comes from just what most people are doing, right? It's like, yeah. Where does the idea that a podcast has to be just like an interview weekly show come from?
Yeah.
Just because that's just what everyone's doing, right? It's just
because
that's obviously how it originally started. And I think that's just the trend that is most common. So people just latch onto that and just assume that's what's normal. So I can totally understand where it comes from.
Yeah. And I guess just to clarify in terms of the actual question itself, how long should an episode title be? I think the simple answer is, as long as it needs to be.
As long as it needs to be.
You know?
And as long as it needs to be to do what?
To turn a total stranger who doesn't know you yet and your current listeners to convince them, to sell them on why they should click and listen to your podcast.
So if I just name my episode title, The Spirit of Creativity.
Right, Tig, I'll say to you, I think we've got to just end this relationship right now. That's a terrible title. You're better than that.
Ouch.
That's what I'll say. Okay. But no, in all seriousness, I guess in terms of the actual episode title itself, when it's too short, I guess where most people go wrong is like they have an episode title that's way too short, would you say? And when it's way too short, oftentimes it's very vague. It might sound catchy, but it leaves people unclear. And if you've got a podcast episode title that is vague, unclear, people aren't going to consider listening. They're not going to tune in because why would they? You haven't given them enough reason to really care for it.
Right. Yeah, exactly to your point. The intention of episode titles is to convert, and you have to optimize for total strangers. And you can't get complacent and just think just because people are fans of your show, they've listened like a few times, they're just now just going to latch on and just drop whatever they're doing, no matter what your title says. No, it still has to sell them on the listen every single time. And so when your episode titles are short, it's just objectively harder to do that because you have less words to sell the listen to someone. You have to give people context in order for them to be intrigued for the most part. There are exceptions to this, but it's very rare that a short title with not a lot of words, and I guess let's put this into picture for people, less than 7 words, say, it's very rare that will trump a title that is 15 words in being more intriguing, showing more clearly what someone's going to gain from listening, right? It's just an uphill battle, right? You're just giving less context. You're just making it unclearer for people. And people don't care about you. So again, even...
whenever we say people don't care about you, I'm just thinking of of someone just sitting there like, nah, people do care about me. I'm sure they do. But I know what you mean, mate.
Like, unless you're Joe Rogan, then you can just say, you know, the name of the guest and does he just say the name
of the guest? Honestly, I'll be honest, apart from Joe Rogan, and this is honestly probably the biggest flex the biggest boss move, which he basically just has, literally just the name of his guest.
Exactly, and because people care about him, yeah. Because again, like, it's the biggest podcast. Yeah, I would not. He's very famous, but if you're trying to grow your podcast, if you're listening to the show, I don't want to break any hearts by saying this, but if you're listening to the show, not enough people care about you to not use as many words as possible to sell your listen in your episode title.
Look, let's make this a bit more practical, Ty. So we've said again, we're shitting on shorter titles. So let's give some context to this. So again, I'm going to give you three simple examples of how we've turned a short episode to a longer episode title that's far more engaging and intriguing. So the first one, how to stop watching porn.
And the after, simple steps to stop watching porn, have more energy and live a happier life.
With the second one, we're clarifying, making it simple, adding little additions rather than just how to stop watching porn. Again, that's captivating. Your current listeners might listen to that. Because again, you're always going to have current listeners who just tune in regardless. They love you because you create amazing content and they're loyal.
Right. Only some though, because that kind of goes against what I was just saying, right? We can't just get complacent and assume they're all like that because the majority are not, right?
There we go. But with the second one, simple steps to stop watching porn, have more energy to live a happier life. We're now including a desired outcome. Why do people want to stop watching porn? You know, someone specifically would be intrigued in this episode because they're like, oh, have more energy, of course, and live a happier life. And again, simple steps adds a bit more, makes it more specific. It makes it feel more attainable.
Right.
Which we don't have with how to stop watching porn. A new listener is far more intrigued the second one than they are the first because again, we have further context and intrigue.
And I think this is a good example because how to stop watching porn, it's not the worst title in the world.
It's not,
because it's clear and it tells you what it's going to be about. And a lot of episode titles, they can't even do that, to be honest. So it's not bad, but hopefully this example really shows you as you're listening now that it's really hard to go wrong by adding more context or more detail or more benefits or more attainability to the title, right? Next example. So before, we have mindset hacks to help you grow your business.
And then after, we have easy ways to hack your mindset, solve your problems, and build a thriving business.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. To be honest with you, I don't like thriving business. I would say probably I would maybe even switch that up to build a six-figure business, seven-figure business, something a bit more specific. But overall, still a huge improvement. I'm being a bit picky here.
Yeah, exactly. Right. There's always room for improvement, right? But mindset hacks to help you grow your business. Again, not bad. So the point isn't, in a recent episode recently, we took bad titles into good ones. And if you haven't listened to that one, it's episode 123. Mm-hmm. Be sure to go and check that one out. So it will help a lot with what we're saying here. But in these examples, it's how do we go from good to great, and really showing you, and hopefully you can hear this, that again, there's really, you're never going to make your episode title worse by adding more intrigue, more context, more words with more detail and more desired outcomes or more problems. You might do if you just add words for the sake of it, but if you're adding words with the same framework of strong titles, then it's always going to help.
100%. And then a final one, Ty, so we've got how to reduce stress with mindfulness.
And after, we've got use these three mindfulness techniques to reduce stress and anxiety and increase happiness.
Again, just way more specific. And again, we also have additional keywords. And that is the last piece we want to touch upon.
Yep.
Most people, when you have a shorter title, they tend to miss out on the opportunity of adding keywords that are the more discoverable on Apple and Spotify. Now, if you don't have these keywords, this is a fantastic way to basically do all this hard work of recording the content, publishing, promoting, but then hiding your podcast episodes on Apple and Spotify where people can't find you because you wanted to have short, catchy titles instead of specific titles where you have one or two highly searched keywords. That's so, so, so important. You can't have that with a short title. So we're not just saying this to blow smoke and say short title this and that. No, no, no. Longer titles give you so much more clarity, allow you to be able to build so much more intrigue, and more importantly, it gives you space to add the keywords you want to rank for in your titles.
Yeah, it does. And that's the big piece as well. Going back to what I was saying just a minute ago, you're never going to be worse off by adding words as long as it gives more desired outcomes. Or And I want to say as long as, because again, if you just add words for the sake of it, yes, sometimes that can hinder it, right? Rarely. But there's also the keyword part of it, which again makes it so much harder to do a worse job by adding more. So Anthony, we need to answer all areas of this question, right? We've said how short it should not be, but how long should an episode title be at maximum, really? Okay, I've tripped you up there, right? Because there isn't a maximum length. Like I said, like as long as it needs to be. And for the record, and we've tested this on Apple Podcasts, and it's similar to Spotify, but specifically on Apple, there actually is no maximum length for it. Like your episode title can take up 4 lines on Apple Podcasts on the phone, and all it means is that you'll then just see less of the show notes instead. So they really can be longer than you think, like on a technical level as well as on the kind of marketing and emotional level we've been talking about.
All right, you nerd. Check this out. But look, this is the lens we go to figure and crack down on some these details that are often missed when you're stuck in the nuts and bolts of running a podcast, of running a business, of having all these different areas. So again, Tig, to throw the question back to you and to answer this question for our listeners, how long should an episode title be? Or is there a simple, not test, or a simple little thing that it can use to help them decide how long it should be?
Well, the cap that we tend to not go over, really, if you're writing this on a Google Doc, on Arial 11. If it's longer than a line, then, you know, if it's like much longer than a line, it's probably getting too long. And again, like too long, yes, Apple and Spotify will still take it, like I said, but it's probably, you could just probably cut out words and without losing any of the conversion aspect or without losing any keywords.
So you heard it here. Arial.
Specifically Arial.
Arial font size 11 on Google Doc, and it should be a line or just over a line.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
And it can be slightly less.
So look, if you're listening to this right now, we've been going on a massive rampage. That's the first thing with all these episode titles episodes.
Yeah.
With these episode title episodes. We've been going on a rampage, right? So do you take the time? We're not just saying this for fun. This makes such a big difference to people engaging with your show. It makes such a big difference when you're promoting on social media, how effective is your title. There's a very specific and massive reason why massive YouTubers and the biggest content creators literally pay thousands and have entire teams and departments to focus on having incredible titles that get clicks and get views and listens. So for yourself as a solopreneur or business owner with a small intimate team, take the time to really focus on your title and make them intriguing, make them specific, and think about how can you improve them. Again, go on a performance plan for your episode titles and give it a time of the day, because oftentimes people just set, forget. And what happens? Well, listeners just set and forget the content. They
so
set and forget.
Hang on a sec. What do you mean by performance plan for episodes? That's what you just said.
When you're about to upload a new episode and you've got the title there ready, ask yourself, what would Anthony and Tig say?
Put us on a pedestal.
But no, generally just ask yourself. I listen to Why Podcast Isn't Grown. The guys at Get More Listens Academy, they said about these titles things. How can I make this more intriguing? How can I make this more specific? What could I do to add a bit more to my title, to give it that juice, that sauce it needs to, again, attract new listeners to check out the show for the first time and listen, and to keep your current listeners engaged?